Evans Bank is being sued in federal court by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. He alleges the bank discriminated against African Americans by redlining Buffalo's east side. Schneiderman says the bank denied access to mortgages and refused to solicit customers or locate branches in the community, which is home to 75% of the city's African American population. He says the illegal practices spelled out in documents generated by Evans Bank.
They have an explicit map showing that they're redlining the African American community. They have explicit policies saying that they have the bank's practice is to limit loans to those communities.
The lawsuit's part of an ongoing wider investigation by the AG's Civil Rights Bureau into mortgage lending by banks across the state. Schneiderman says he will not tolerate racial discrimination in New York.
Financial institutions can't use the fact that the housing market crashed as an excuse to exclude black communities from their loan products, to exclude black communities from the marketing so they know what loan products are available, to exclude black communities from any access to service in branches or ATMs.
The Attorney General says out of more than 1,100 mortgage applications that Evans Bank received, only 4 were reported from African Americans. Bank President David Naska said in a written statement that Evans will, quote, vigorously defend itself against meritless accusations. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.